Alyssa says the papers are very loud as well. What are they saying about Paris's win then, Alyssa?
That's right, Stuart. After Saturday's win, the story is still making the front pages of most French dailies. Left-wing Libération here writes that Paris is well worth a jubilation, says here the front page. The paper says that the win resonated across France all weekend. We have a similar headline here by Le Parisien. Day of Jubilation reads the headline. The Parisian daily is also talking about all the festivities that took place across Paris on Sunday and how fans got to celebrate with their beloved football stars. The paper calls it a sweet madness.
Yeah, not only sweet though, of course. Two people were killed during those celebrations.
Exactly. And unlike Le Monde, right-wing Le Figaro is mentioning all the violence that took place on its front page. An editorial that we see here also says Paris can no longer be a party. It's a highly, highly critical editorial piece there. It condemns the aftermath and all the sirens, knives, injured police officer and even deaths. The article says that thugs and gangs tried to invade the Ring Road and the Champs-Élysées, and it writes that the issue is no longer one of security but one of culture, blaming the quote uncivilized barbarians who caused the destruction. We have a similar tone here in L'Opinion that says on Saturday evening, euphoria gave way to chaos. The article asks, how can a football win generate such an impulse for hatred and destruction? Adding that scenes in London, Madrid or Manchester after such a win aren't the same.
Let's move to Ukraine now. After that huge attack on Russia's military aviation, Kyiv, we're just getting into new figures coming into us, actually. So they've destroyed 13 planes and damaged many others as well, up to 40, striking thousands of kilometres from its borders.
That's right. The Financial Times here calls it a bold drone strike deep inside Russian territory. The article says that the Ukrainian intelligence service said that they've been preparing the operation for over a year. An opinion piece here from the Washington Post says that Ukraine just rewrote the rules of war. It adds that Ukrainians revealed a vulnerability and asks if they can sneak in drones like this close to major air bases in Russia. What prevents China, for example, from doing so in the US, for example? It adds that this shows the need of massive investment in counter-drone systems. And moving to Ukrainian daily, the Kyiv Post here, that says that US President Donald Trump wasn't given a heads up about the attack. The attack was 100% purely Ukrainian, and the US didn't have anything to do with it.
Any reaction at all from the Russian side of it? Huh?
Yes, we have a reaction here from a Radio Free Europe that interviewed Russians in Siberia who, quote, appear to be shaken, according to the newspaper. Now the war has reached us too. That's what some people told the journalist. The article writes that many Russians until now have only seen and felt the war from afar.
Let's move to Eastern Europe now. Bulgarians have been protesting against the adoption of the euro. What are the papers saying on this one?
That's right. The Bulgarian Telegraph agency here reported that protests were held in several cities across Bulgaria. Demonstrators are asking for a referendum vote that would decide whether the country will adopt the euro or will stay with its current currency, the Bulgarian lev. We have here a Radio Free Europe that also reports on the issue, saying that this week the European Commission is expected to greenlight the adoption of the euro beginning of 2026. Despite the protests, it says many of these protesters were carrying Russian flags and have expressed anti-European sentiments, according to the paper. But Bulgarians often point to the economic reason behind the protests. They fear that adopting the euro will lead to either even more inflation and more corruption in the country. The paper here cites a survey that says that 50% of Bulgarians are against the adoption of the euro.
And finally, Alyssa's got some health news for us. What's this about?
Let's start with, well, the bad news first. The British daily The Standard says that weight loss drugs might not lead to the effects that we would have hoped for. It talks about side effects of Ozempic, for example, called Ozempic teeth. This is increased oral health problems and more serious health issues like hypoglycemia. And the results, it says, are also not really long-term. A lot of people who stop taking the drug return to their original weight within a year. But let me show you some more positive news here from the Financial Times that reports that AstraZeneca unveils drug to treat mutating breast cancer before it starts to grow. The paper also reports that AstraZeneca hopes to position itself as the number one cancer company globally. And we have some more good news about cancer. The Independent reports that another study found out that colon cancer could be, the risk of death could be increased with regular exercise by more than a third. That's a huge number there. And scientists hope that the findings will show doctors that including exercise plans are crucial for cancer patients.
And you're telling me that just as I've hurt my foot and I can hardly walk. Thanks, Alyssa. So with the papers on France 24.